Welcome back to the Heart Factor Nigeria Info and Her Input Hanker Time Dial. 10 minutes gone past 5 o'clock. We move on to another plague at the moment, disrupting life in the country, and that's the crisis in Nigeria's healthcare sector has been with us for some time as well. The next matter made it onto our news earlier today, and then here's the news item once again. Non-implementation of hazard allowance, non-payment of salary arrears and manpower shortages are some of the reasons the National Association of Resident Doctors is giving the federal government a two-week ultimatum to meet their demands. NARAD's National President Gadia Ishaya told our correspondent that increasing commodity prices have not helped resident doctors, as some state governments are owing up to 10 months' salary arrears. Now, here's some of what he told our correspondent.
We started negotiation, but eventually a unilateral circular was released by the government. 7 months down the line, it hasn't been implemented, and there's super inflation going on in the country. We observed also during the NEC meeting that the salary arrears of 2014, 2015, and 2016, and in fact, the consequential adjustment of minimum wage that was done to all the civil servants, many of our members are still being
Dr. Ishaya also raised concerns about what he described as acute manpower shortages in the health sector.
We had advocated earlier on that there need to be a mechanism of replacing our exited colleague in order to reduce the level of burnout that our members have to endure whenever some of our colleagues have exited the program. But that has not been done yet. The bottleneck still persists, and we are having serious acute shortages in manpower. Colleagues have had to fill in the gap, and with it attendant toll on our members that have been suffering a lot of burnout syndromes.
And there you have it. That's the status since at the moment with the resident doctors. And I'm asking you, has the federal government, just like I asked you with the ASUU matter, the university's crisis, which we discussed in the previous hour, I'm asking you a similar question. Has the federal government shown any willingness to address the healthcare crisis in the country? And just as a poser to some who holds some thoughts as well, the members of National Association of Resident Doctors also proposing this strike or giving this ultimatum to us to popularize private hospitals as well, you know, so they can benefit from that, just as opposed to those who held a similar view regarding the ASU strike. But let's get on with the conversation right now. You can join in via WhatsApp via 0809-030-6416. We're live on Twitter and Facebook. At Nigeria Info PH. And by the way, was the National Association of Resident Doctors also used against Jonathan back then? Just posing that as a question, as a teaser for those who also held that position as regards us in the last conversation. But my guest, who's joined me via phone from Abuja for this conversation right now, Dr. Gadia Ishaya, he's National President, National Association of Resident Doctors. Dr. Ishaya, good evening to you. Welcome to Heart Facts.
Good evening. And thanks for having me.
Very welcome. Let's get straight to it then. Starting with this latest, I say latest because it's definitely not the first time, even in recent times, that your association is issuing an ultimatum to the federal government. So, what is responsible for this latest ultimatum?
Well, thank you very much. You have played some sound bites actually that have captured some of the reasons that we advanced as the reason for issuing this ultimatum. And I want our listeners and the in general info to understand that when we suspended our strike last year, I told Nigerians that a lot of things were things in progress, and because of the confidence that I had in the system to actually move ahead and implement those agreements that were at the time not implemented. We had a lot of engagement and also reached some agreement. But as you could have read or hear from the press release or press conference that we gave, the hazard allowance that was supposed to be the product of a collective bargaining agreement, it was unilaterally designed and dished out to us by the government. We had some objection, but later we had to accept it the way it was. That circular was released the 22nd of December 2021. And 7 months down the line, even after rigorous follow-up, is yet to be implemented. And we do not have any inkling as to when the government intend to implement the same circular that they released as hazard allowance for us.
What did the circular state? What was the content of the circular?
The content of the circular was that a new hazard allowance has been given and reviewed from the 5,000 naira, which was still in train, to a new rate. And those rates that were apportioned to various cadres of health workers at various levels are the things that we've been advocating or have been pushing the government to implement, which they haven't implemented. And also, we were having significant progress regarding some of our old areas, like the consequential adjustment of minimum wage that was done to virtually all, most of the civil servants. Most of our members were omitted because then we agitated because they were kept in the primary platform called dismiss platform, which those members were excluded in the process of the payment of the consequential adjustment. So recall, we actually kicked against that platform and they were migrated to IPPS platform. And since then, they haven't been paid their consequential adjustment. Recently, sometimes in February, a circular for review, a service-wide circular was released for the review of duty tax allowance for all the public service, public office holders and civil servants in the country. It has been implemented. Every other person it was released February and implemented immediately. Every other civil servant is enjoying it. Our hazard allowance that was supposed to be have been implemented as well, which came very, very much earlier than the new DTA, that duty to allowance circular. Our fit had to not be implemented. And we advocated, okay, since the duty to allowance have been implemented for all other civil servants, we needed the same to be applied to us. But of course, up to now that I'm talking to you, that has not been concluded. So, with a lot of other issues, my members in the West Abia State University Teacher Hospital have been owed over 23 months in salary arrears. And most of the departments there have not been given accreditation. The other states, like IMO or in members, 10 months in salary arrears we have with Ondo owing our members, 5 months in salary arrears as well, EQT 3 months in salary arrears. We have all been pursuing this head governors to ensure that they paid our members their salary arrears, but that have not actually seen the light of the day. We also noted with concern that a lot of our members have been moving in droves for greener pasture, and because of the frustration occasioned by the system. And oftentimes when they leave, a vacancy is being created. And of course, replacement of the exited colleagues have likely been problematic, a lot of bottlenecks to get our colleagues replaced. So last year we advocated, the government agreed there was going to be a community to be responsible for replacing exited health workers in general. But to our great dismay, that has not yet started. And
Dr. Ishaya, it sounds like if I were to allow you go on for the next 1 hour, you have sufficient ammo to keep on reeling out the inadequacies and inefficiencies of government and government agencies and representatives as far as the healthcare sector is concerned. But I need to interject at this point. If I got it clearly, you said that there were problems with the previous payment platform that was being used for resident doctors. Now, even with the migration to IPIS, the much touted, the much publicized, the wonderful IPIS, there are still discrepancies with your salaries and allowances of your members.
No, it's not. I'm not talking of. I did not say so. Or rather, that is not actually the point I'm trying to make. The point I was making is that these are our members. They were on the Give Me platform when the minimum wage was reviewed with its attendant consequential adjustment. It wasn't done for them until when they were migrated. They were not paid. Let me just put it that way. The consequential adjustment that was they were supposed to be paid, because the circular came. And then the implementation was done much, much later. So when the implementation was done, they were supposed to be paid the arrears of the salary arrears for the months that they were not.
Since the migration to IPIS, they have still not been paid.
Yes, they have still not been paid, but they have been regularly on IPs without much problems.
Okay.
The problems was occasioned by their being on the GiveMates platform at that time that the payment were made. So.
Okay, I have to go for a commercial break very briefly, but a very quick question as well. Are you and your members trying to sabotage the healthcare sector and the federal government so that private medical centers will thrive?
No, ultimate terms, or rather agitation for improvement of, or rather for asking for our welfare, deservingly asking for our welfare, it can never be a conspiracy to ground the public hospital for private hospitals to thrive.
Dr. Shine, please hold that thought. I must go for a commercial break right now. We'll return shortly. Please stay with us.
We take off with the biggest conversations, with an exchange of opinions and ideas on the Morning Crossfire. Settle you into your day when we say hello, Port Hackett.
Take you on a ride to the sunny side of life.
Hover a bit while picking at the details on hard facts.
Take a detour through the exciting world of sports.
And get back on track with Let's Talk.
Land you safely as we chit-chat into the morning on Chat Station. And then do it all over again on your number one talk, news and sports radio station, 92.3 Nigeria Info.
Welcome back to the Hard Factor Nigeria Info and her input Harker time dial. 28 minutes to go before 6 p.m. The major news comes up at 6. But for the moment, National Association of Resident Doctors has issued a 2-week ultimatum to the federal government. My guest is now National President Agodi Aishaya. He's joined me via phone from Abuja. Dr. Aishaya, you're welcome once again.
Thank you very much.
You were responding to a question before we had to go for that commercial break and the headlines. And that is the question that this ultimatum issued by your association, and who knows, maybe a possible strike looming. Are there efforts by your association to sabotage the medical sector so that private hospitals and clinics, possibly owned by your members, will thrive?
The effort rather is to improve on the medical sector so that all Nigerian patients will benefit from it. As I have earlier told you, just as we have enumerated in our press release, it is very clear that most of our colleagues, most of the health workers are going out in their droves because of the rot or because of the inadequacies in the system. And it's those inadequacies that we are trying to ensure that they have been corrected so that our members will stay back and give their services to the Nigerian public.
Dr. Shire, earlier you talked about negotiations between your association and the government. You mentioned some dates last year. You talked about circulars that have been 7-8 months old, not implemented yet. What is the status? What is the stage and status of negotiations between your association and the federal government? When was the last time you had any formal negotiations with representatives of the federal government?
Well, we virtually are almost in constant interface with the government. However, if we see that the interface is not being done with the genuineness that it requires or with the sincerity of purpose that we needed to get things sorted out, that's what led to the distrust between the association and the government. Negotiations have been ongoing, but just as I earlier on mentioned, you cannot continue to negotiate ad infinitum. Or discuss the same issue forever. The circular I alluded to was released, have been released since December. And no matter the level of the negotiation, if there is no implementation of the agreed positions, then we wouldn't say that the negotiation is being done with sincerity. And that is the issue that we have. And also, just as I earlier mentioned, we have a circular which was released much, much later. Every other civil servant is benefiting from it. But the the Nigerian doctor or the Nigerian resident doctor is not benefiting from it.
Also, Dr. Ishaya, you mentioned certain developments in the states as well, with hospitals run by state government and doctors and the employ of the state government. And this, I suppose, also forms a part of the reason to have issued this two-week ultimatum to the federal government. So is NARAD holding the federal government responsible for the inadequacies and or shortcomings of the state governments in, you know, across the country?
Mention the problems or the issues that we have with federal government as well. So it's not issues that solely with the state government. I recall when we realized that the problem was mainly with the Abia state government paying our colleague in APSU, we all said we will continue to render our services to the Kenyan patients in the country. And we asked that since Abia state government was not doing well, the doctors there can continue on their strike. And they've been on strike for almost a year. In the hospital, all the health workers there have been on strike for almost a year. So we only act when we feel issues are national or it's affecting the whole resident doctors. We don't take issues in isolation. And if we feel the issue is isolated, we give the sole responsibility to the chapter to deal with it. Mm. Except when it becomes a national thing, then we come in to try and see that it's resolved.
I join the conversation. The lines are open. Questions, comments are welcome right now via the phone lines on 0817 923 0002 or 0817 923 0003 or 0007 via WhatsApp on 0809 030 6416. We are live on Facebook and Twitter at Nigeria Info PH. And let's see, via WhatsApp, good evening. Those are the legacies of a disconnected, insensitive and inhumane, selfish and clueless government of Nigeria. Really unfortunate. One by one, nightfall will come and they'll be relegated to oblivion. Ab Inam sent that in via WhatsApp. Let's get your take as well. The line's opened once again, 0817 923 0002 or 0003 or 0007 via facebook.com/Nigeria Info PH. Dr. Shire, you've issued a two-week ultimatum. If what are you expecting from the government, and if your expectations are not met, what happens when the 2 weeks expires?
Well, the prayer is that
Dr. Shire?
Hello?
Yes, go ahead, please.
Yeah, what we hope for is that the issues are given attention and resolved so that we'll continue to give our services to the patients. We want to believe that the government will get us to the negotiating table with sincerity, and those issues that we have raised concern in will receive the needed attention so that we don't have to go on any action. It is our hope that there may not be need to go on strike.
But if your expectations are not met, your demands are not acceded to, is a strike inevitable?
That may be the decision of the NEC to make, because saying strike now may be preempting the NEC. The NEC may decide that even though our expectations have not been met, let continue to work, and they may decide otherwise. So I would rather want to leave that for the next to decide when we convene in 2 weeks after the expiration of our earlier ultimatum.
Now, since the declaration of this two-week ultimatum, have you received any formal communication from the federal government?
Well, since I come into office, I don't wait for the government to invite me before I go, because I believe in trying to work assiduously to our industrial disharmony. So I have been approaching the authorities concerned on almost a regular basis, even before the next took the decision. So, and since the ultimatum, in fact, as I am speaking with you, I am at one of the agencies of the government that we feel is responsible for. Rather, we feel they are essential in moving some of the issues forward, to impress on them to continue to move. We have never waited for the government to reach out to us. We have always reached out to the government. That has been my policy and the policy of our administration since we come on board.
My guest has been Dr. Godia Ishaya. He is National President, National Association of Resident Doctors, discussing NADS issuing a two-week ultimatum to the federal government. Dr. Ishaya, many thanks for your time. Wish you, members of the association, and I do believe by extension, all Nigerians, the very best.
Thank you very much, sir.